you're in Galway tomorrow morning, you could consider heading down to the docks because you'll be able to visit a French registered sailing vessel called Tara, which is here with a crew of scientists. They're surveying the coast of Ireland as part of their European work. They're taking a snapshot of the health of our waters. Lorna Siggins stepped aboard and she met Emmanuel Boss, the chief scientist.
This is a very different mission in the sense that previous ones we would go for a month at a time. This is the captain, Martin.
Oh, hello.
We met the big star of the boat.
He said you're the big star. Yeah,
he's the real star, so it's good. I mean, I don't want to interrupt.
It's the first time that we have a land team connected to a boat on a wide scale such as Europe.
For the next few days, you're going out to sea again?
Sure, for 3 days in a row. Sampling around the bay. We have two stations connected with the land team, and then we keep going south because the aim is to do the same protocol in the 22 countries of Europe with a maritime border. So then France, again, Spain, Portugal. Then we stop for the winter, and we start again in March, end of February 2024, from Gibraltar to Greece.
As most of the 14 crew and scientists on board Tara visited Galway before returning to sea, the chief scientist, Emmanuel Boss, explained just why this research expedition is so different.
You do have people studying Lang Ocean in, let's say, San Francisco Bay in California, but they do it differently than somebody would do it in Kiel, Germany, and those are not therefore necessarily comparable. Here, because we do everything the same way, and protocols have been agreed upon with the MBL, with Tara scientists, with everybody, it makes for a data set that's absolutely unique. Tara is a unique platform, again, because of that systematic measurement done everywhere, meaning it's comparable between west coast and east coast of continents. It goes to places that very few boats go to.
Going down below?
Yeah, so this is where the captain and the rest of the crew, the watches, the engines are here, but also we have a shop. If we need to repair things, we can repair them. And we have an amazing cook on board, so we eat really well. This was designed for Arctic work, I mean high latitude work, Arctic and Antarctic.
So it's ice strengthened, is it?
It's, if ice close on it, you bring in the centerboard.
Yeah.
It's actually sideboards here.
Yeah.
You bring them in and the ice can close and Tara would float on top of it. It has done a Nansen-like drift.
Has it?
Yes.
So it drifted until
it got
out
of the ice. Yes. Yeah, they did it in 2006 to 2008. There's a lab here, another lab. We have an automated microscope called a flow cam here. We have several other ones. So we take images of zooplankton and phytoplankton and a variety. Nice.
So what's it like working in there when it's rolling around?
Depends on how you deal with
it. What you had at breakfast.
Some people, exactly. Another thing that's very unique on Tara that doesn't happen on any other research vessel, everybody cleans the toilet. Doesn't matter if you're chief scientist, if you're captain of the boat, that we have a chore wheel, all the chores based on the day of the week. The relationship here between crew and scientist is tighter than any other boat I've ever been on.
Right.
Salut. When you come into it, it's a commitment. It's a commitment to interact with the public that's going to come on board during the weekend and will be here too. And this is only, Tara is the only vessel I know who does it. Typical boats in the academic fleet, the moment they get to port, they put fences, don't come in. So it's a very different rapport with the public, and I like it. I mean, my son would say I drank the Kool-Aid.
And we are in the middle of a marine heat wave now.
We're in a lot of marine changes. Not necessarily all for bad, as far as we can tell, but the ocean is getting more acidic, it's getting warmer. So the ocean is changing, and it's changing to a large degree because of human behavior, what we do in order to have the lifestyle we like having. It's a good time to both get baselines because in many places we have no data. So we have something to compare to, and in other places where we have data to continue these time series so we can actually tell about the changes that are happening and tie them to processes that are happening on the globe or locally. For example, it's likely we'll see organisms that used to be further south from us migrate further north, and we've seen that. In the Gulf of Maine, we used to have a shrimp. I love to eat, and the fisheries has closed for almost 15 years, and last time I ate it was in Greenland, where they fish the same shrimp very nicely and happily. One of the best ways to fight it is marine protected area. Some zones where there's no take whatsoever, so fish can grow in there. And I'm actually quite happy as we sailed here to see all the windmills, because in between them,
trawlers cannot trawl. And so they would serve as green energy, but also as places where marine life could thrive. So that's wonderful.
Lorna Siggins there on board the French vessel Tara. It's open to the public tomorrow morning, starting from 10 o'clock. The forecast is great, so if you're over in Galway, it's definitely worth dropping in.